Roger, well, I started with the Radio Oddity GA2S. It's not a ham radio. It operates in the FRS band. I think, isn't it like 480 megahertz? But anyways, I got my first ham radio 3 years ago. It's a Baofeng AR-152. It's a 10-watt HT. And I got it for Airsoft. I still play it, but I don't use that radio anymore for it. But you guys had to get it just to look cool and stuff. I didn't know anything about it. I didn't know what ham radio was. I didn't know there was frequencies. And after a while, I put it in my closet for a year, and then randomly I just took it out. I just took it out of my closet, turned on the radio, and I was just pressing random buttons. And finally, I hit scan, and I didn't know what that did, and I started scanning their frequencies, and I didn't hear anything cool until I reached, what was it? It was in, it's in North Branch. It's like a DMR repeater, or it might be analog, I'm not sure, but I thought it was like there would be like a buzzing noise every couple seconds, and I used to think that somebody was sending out Morse code because it would every 10 minutes or so it would send out Morse code until, well, now I know it's the station identifying itself. But I started listening to that more and more, and then I just Googled what kind of radio it was. It was a ham radio. I did some research about that. And then I started getting more and more in tune. I learned what DCS is, CTCSS. Started getting more advanced with that. And I started listening to people's conversations, and I wanted to talk to them, but I didn't know you needed a license, so I Googled that. You needed a license, break. And I wanted to talk to them, so about I was listening to them for about a month or so, and I finally had enough of it, and I studied for my tech and got it.